Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Many people feel invisible today. Some work hard and long to do the right thing, often behind the scenes, not for recognition or glory, but because it must be done. As a result, many folks with noble commitment go unnoticed. You've likely felt invisible in your hard work, faithfully doing what God asks each day, and they don't seem to notice. But God notices. In fact, He says, "I am they." What does "I am they" mean? It's an odd expression I found in an interview recently and thought it accurately represents support for invisible people. Let's take a look. Think about a time you've identified priorities and gone after what needed to be done. Still, as you were doing that special thing, which sometimes took years or even decades, there was an empty feeling, like your life had no visible purpose, even though you knew it did. Perhaps you even wondered why you were throwing your best at a situation that seemed unmeasurable, even though you knew it mattered. Well, so we've stated that even when you do the right thing for the right reasons for a long time, even when no one else seems to see or care, it is tempting to wonder if your efforts matter. You wonder if they simply don't care. When you are tempted to wonder that, Jesus says something important. He says, "Look at me, hear me. You feel invisible, like they don't care about your message and your work on my behalf? But I am they." And that's a quote from Andy Stanley. Let me say it again. Jesus says this, "Look at me, hear me. You feel invisible, like they don't care about your message and work on my behalf? But I am they." Jesus speaks into every scenario to assure you He sees. It matters to Him because you are being faithful to what He's put before you and in your heart. You are accomplishing purposes greater than what's visible this moment. You're partnering with God as He quietly, invisibly does His faithful work. Subsequently, consider God. He moves in hearts, helps needy people, provides resources, heals and encourages, and even convicts of wrongdoing. He performs daily miracles most people have no eyes to see. Well, what else does Jesus say about your work? I'd like to take liberties to imagine what else Jesus does say if you are faithfully obeying and carrying out practical action steps that seem invisible to others, things that they don't see. Hear from His amazing heart. "I see what you're doing on my behalf. Your efforts and energy are a sweet aroma to me, a treasured, poured out offering, and I thank you for loving me so much by tirelessly, creatively sharing my message with people in your world. No one cares more about what you are doing than me." Jesus is saying, "I am they. I see, I hear, and I care about your efforts with deep gratitude. I am they." That equals partners. Jesus and you. I often ask myself questions, and here's one I ask more often. Who are you living for? Perhaps it's for family, community, or dear friends. Incidentally, you may be providing kindness, provisions, or ministries that don't get on anyone's radar except God's. So questions I often ask start with these words: who, what, when, where, why, and how. These are excellent measuring tools. Here are some made-up examples. Who should you focus efforts on? What difference, specifically, is your time and passion making in others' lives? When is the right time to quit this high-energy commitment? Where should you loosen your approach or tighten your focus? Why do you keep doing this daily? How can you more effectively accomplish your purpose and please God? And there are many more good questions that you can ask yourself. But here's another question, and this is to an audience of one who says, "I am they." So this other question is, whose head do you want to turn by your efforts? Since God made everything, made you, has a good plan, knows what's going to happen, and knows how to get you fully into your purpose, you have at least some responsibility to turn God's head by your efforts. I suppose best answers to questions still come from God's Word. And yet, God's answers may not be exactly what you were looking for. But, really? They still count. And they're pretty decent answers. Let's look at each of the phrases we just mentioned, using God's Word for context and perspective. We said that God made everything, God made you, God has a plan, a good plan, and God knows what's going to happen. And then the final thing we said is that God knows how to get you fully into your purpose. So we're going to start with the first one. God made everything. Acts chapter 7, verse 50 says, "Has not my hand made all these things?" John 1:3 says, "Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made." Since God made all things, he carries responsibility to oversee and manage things. Interestingly, however, he also made people with free will. It's incredible how God keeps his every word and timing while all individuals also carry out their own free will, often not in cooperation with God. Yet God confidently has everything on his radar, even with sin, war, rebellion, sarcasm, and smart-aleck attitudes back to God. He still loves each individual deeply. God is never surprised by anything. Amazingly, he has it all in hand, including messes that people make across the earth. I could never manage all that, and neither could you. So for any person who points a finger at God, first ask how you would accomplish what needs to be done in his place, everywhere, all at the same time. He's doing that even if you don't see. So often God is invisible to men's eyes. They just don't see who he is and what he's doing. So in this capacity, would you say to yourself, "I am they. I do see what God is doing"? The second thing that we said that we were going to look at is that God made you. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were even born, I set you apart." Okay, let's read that scripture again. It's pretty profound. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Now let's ponder it. And as it lands, ponder these three things. First of all, God had you in his mind and heart before you even entered your mother's womb. The second thing is, God knew you then, and he knows you now. And then the third thing, you are precious to God, so very special. God is for you, even while others are against you. In that case, he clearly says, "I am not they. I am for you." All right, the third thing, that God has made a good plan. What does it say about God's good plan? In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So God cuts right to the chase. First, He knows you. Second, He knows the plans He has for you. Third, God desires that you prosper in life. Fourth, there's no way God wants to harm you. And fifth, His plans include hope and a future for you. Has anyone ever cared this deeply and intimately for you? God does. You may have wanted others to care more for you, but they didn't. Nevertheless, God does, and He says, "I am they." All right, the fourth thing is that God knows what's going to happen. Since He knows everything, He knows down to the detail and the minute what's going to happen. Do you remember the phrase often used in Scripture, when a specific thing is supposed to happen? When the time had come, or sometimes it's when it was time. Conclusively, God is so involved in human events, in your life events, He knows the timing of all things. He knows when you were born, when you do superbly, when you suffer, when you choose to disobey, and when your heart bursts with joy. And He commits Himself to walk closely with you to help in each scenario, as well as to share heart to heart with you as you encounter each event. Subsequently, you can say, "Even in all events of my life, God says, I am they." The fifth thing, God knows how to get you fully into your purpose. Yes, He made you and designed your purpose, so each individual needs to choose how to respond back to God. So many competitors fight for allegiance of the human heart. Sometimes you may feel torn. Even good things can compete for your heart, like family, friends, church, providing a living, even ministry. Believe it or not, even incorrect use of Scripture can compete for the human heart. Here's an interesting quote from the interview that I mentioned earlier, and Andy Stanley said it. Here's what he said. "We have married people to the Bible. We have not married people to following Jesus." So, wow. We are getting back to something I've shared repeatedly in previous episodes. Jesus needs to be your first, most, best, and only. This is critical, and it is a game changer. God will get you where He wants you. Trust and obey Him. Follow Jesus. Here are some application thoughts and questions for today's content. Number one, do you wonder if God cares enough to be significantly involved in your life? Two, who are they in your life? Three, do you believe Jesus says, "I am they" for you? Four, do you believe God made everything, including you? Number five, and do you believe that He has a good plan and knows what will happen? And then number six, will you trust Him to get you fully into your purpose? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles and episodes. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.